Welcome to the Chicks Talkin' Footy Joy Podcast, sponsored by The Pancake Parlour, supporting AFL women since day one. Lovely.
Fresh off their exciting win on the weekend, our guest tonight is Brisbane Lions clever midfielder and forward, Caitlin Ashmore. Welcome to Chicks Talking Footy, Caitlin.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, Caitlin, to come out and defeat the Premiers on their home deck first up, the team must be pretty excited to kickstart their season like that.
Yeah, definitely. It was actually our most exciting game last year, so we knew it was going to be a cracker. And their crowd is very vocal, so it was good to get the win.
Now, you played all eight games last season and you've started the season really well. You must be really happy with your continuity thus far.
Yeah, definitely. I worked on a few things, obviously, in the off-season. And, I'm pretty happy with my performance on the weekend. But definitely as a team, I thought we started pretty well.
Yeah, it's certainly been exciting watching Brisbane play. It was one of the great games of the round. And you personally kicked a lovely goal and had 13 touches. How do you feel about your own game?
Yeah, no, I thought I was pretty happy with it. It took me a while to get into the game. Obviously, second half they changed me up a little bit and I was a loose off the half back. But yeah, it was good to get the goal because last season when we played them in that round, I missed from the exact same spot. So yeah, I just didn't want to miss that day.
And we actually had you on the show last year with Charles Beaton when the Hamilton Pride game was being announced, and you were part of that game as well. And today's been an exciting day for us. The AFLW have just announced a Pride game between the Western Bulldogs and Carlton. And we are part of that broadcast, which we'll talk about later in our show. But why do you think that's important to have Pride games in the football community, and particularly with the women's game?
Obviously, I did get to play in the Melbourne Uni game last year, and it was just a massive success. And to actually have it in the AFL women's is, like, amazing. And it's good to have a couple of clubs agree to that and, yeah, just get it out there. And, I think it's really good, and I've read a couple of articles today, so I'm pretty excited, but pretty bummed that Brisbane isn't actually the one of the teams. But yeah, hopefully next year maybe, but we'll see how it goes.
Well, do you think the AFL could perhaps introduce some kind of Pride round that managed to get that happening? But would that be a possibility in the AFLW?
Yeah, I definitely think that. I think if anyone's going to be as supportive, it's the AFL women's and the AFL women's supporters. And I think everyone would love to see an actual Pride round.
Now, Caitlin, back to this week's game. So there's no easy games in this competition, and this week you've got the top of the ladder clash at home against the Western Bulldogs. What will be the focus for the Lions this week against the Dogs?
They're obviously tipped as premiership teams, so it'll be good for us to go up against them and see what we can do. But they've got a few great players, and it'll be a really, really tough match. But you know, there was a times on the weekend where we overused the ball, so hopefully we can take that into account and play a little bit of fast footy and get a few goals on the board.
I thought one of the Brisbane game and the Western Bulldogs game, in terms of ball movement and speed of the game, they were really attractive games to watch, so I'm really looking forward to this game. And entry is free, and the Lions have heaps of activities on for the children, so to all of our listeners in Brisbane, get down to the sports complex, Lions fans, and cheer on the girls.
Yeah, definitely get down there. We've got a few things going. I love a slushy, and it's going to be so hot. Obviously, we've got a hydration station, and we've got a slushy, and then there's a couple of slushy cups with different players on it. So, yeah,
oh, cool.
I think they're like
no bubbleheads.
Yeah, so it's pretty exciting.
No bubbleheads of the players.
Nah, no bobbleheads at this one.
Well, it sounds like it's a really good community feel up there. Feeling the support around Queensland for the women's team as well?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, this is my second season here, and the fans are just amazing. And I think that's what one of the reasons that we're so driven. We just want to do them proud, and yeah, hopefully, we're doing that at the moment.
Oh, well, we're sure you are. You've started your season really well, Caitlin. So thanks so much for joining us, and we wish the Lions the best of luck for the remainder of the season, and we hope that you can go one better this year.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Caitlin.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.